When somebody asks me a question and I go to answer them, it's as though something trickles down. I go to give an obvious answer and something trickles under that and under that and under that, and it goes down and down and down until it lands. And on the bottom is the basis of what I'm attempting to share. The way things seem to be the most efficient way to answer that question, which is really answering all the questions that have ever been asked. And that is to be here unconditionally in each moment. So, it seems like people's minds say, oh yeah, and then they don't do it. And as I've mentioned before, we had this International Academy of Meditation, IAM, in Italy with 66 people for 6 months. And all I was saying was, be here now. That's all I was saying, over and over and over. When you go to open the door, forget opening the door. Be in the presence that you are putting your hand out and holding the doorknob. Then your sensation of holding the doorknob. Then which way you're going to twist the knob. And then which way does the door go, in or out. And then which foot do you put forwards? Just that basic being here now. And I don't see anybody ever doing that. They don't put things down. They send a message to the brain, and the brain says, we're going to put the cup down. And the arm and the brain, like a robot, puts the cup down. But the person isn't there. They're not feeling the cup. They don't hear it click as it hits the surface. They're not aware that their hand lets go of the handle. They're not present in each moment. And if you're not, your automatic pilot, your robot, your program machine says, oh, they're not there. I've got to take over. So the robot literally takes over. And you're a robot. And it's not even that you're a robot in the machine. You're so unaware, you don't know that you're in the machine. You don't even know that you have a machine. You and the machine have blended, and you've lost consciousness to who you are in each moment. And so all I'm saying is, be there each moment. If you're going to put something down, be there putting it down. It's only for a moment. And I know it's insignificant. You're just putting a cup down onto the counter. I know that. But if you don't put the cup down, your robot puts the cup down. And you're not there. You're not present. You're not alive. You're not one with everything in that moment. Now, if you're in a hurry and you can't be bothered to put the cup into where it belongs, it doesn't matter. What matters is, do you know that you're not aware when you put the cup down? Or are you saying, I don't have time, I can't be bothered to put the cup away, I'm just going to put it down. It doesn't matter what you do, it's, are you aware that you're doing it? And I keep boiling it down and down and down and down to being here each moment. Don't say anything unless you say it. watch television, watch people keep saying, you know, you know, you know. Nobody's there. That's the machine talking. The person isn't talking. Occasionally you get somebody who's there on television, and that's when they're on camera and they have a total surprise. You see it on their face. They're alive, they're juicy, they're there. They're taken out of their robot and popped into the moment. And then they're gone again. They're back to being a robot. Now, if it was fun being a robot, that would be fine. But most people are miserable most of the time. Now, some people might think they're happy. No, I'm all right. I'm happy. I've got a good life. But what they don't realize is what they call happiness is not even 1% of what it's like to be present and free in the moment unconditionally. There's something that nobody's ever explained. The kingdom of God, the Tao, the hidden harmony. It can't be explained. It's just so vast. The brain can't possibly contain this incredible sensation of just being here unconditionally now. So, again, how do we do that? We don't do anything. We don't say anything. We don't think it. Without being aware of what we're doing, what we're saying, and what we're thinking, we take over. Instead of pressing the button for automatic pilot, you say, no, I'm taking over. Even if we crash, I'm going to take over. I'm not going to let my robot run me anymore. Thank you very much for getting me here, but now we're restricted, and I want to be available for whatever's more. So I'm taking over now. I am going to put that cup down. I am going to open that door. I'm taking over. I am now going to live my own life. Thank you very much.